Carl Varg could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Now, Steve, for film buffs out there, it is heading toward the serious time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand International Film Festival is about to hit our shores.
I'd imagine there's been a lot of booklets scribbled in this week. Possibly a lot of people using the very helpful online schedule builder for the International Film Festival. Might have cut down on the number of post-its. And therefore help save the environment.
I've seen a Steve Newell / Flicks in that, or flicks.co.nz top 10?
Yeah.
Top 10 guide for the film fest?
Myself and my co-worker both had a look through the program, and we did that thing I guess a lot of people do when they pick it up and go, oh, yep, I've been hoping that's in there. Yep, been hoping that's in there. So it's not a fully deep dive, but it's the things we already knew about that we're really stoked.
Okay.
To see.
Where does New Zealand fit on the film festival schedule? Is it like a travelling thing? How does it work?
In a way. I mean, I think the thing that, like the last kind of batch of films that got confirmed for the New Zealand International Film Festival were the selections from Cannes. And I think
that's the
big
dog.
I think they got like 25. So like a bunch of the films that are in competition there will be screening as part of the film festival. However, some years they get the Palme d'Or winner. This year, they did not. But to the joy of cinema audiences, it opens in cinemas this week. It's a film called Parasite. The director is Bong Joon-ho. You guys might have seen his previous films. There's a film of his that was on Netflix a couple of years ago called Okja, about a sort of sentient super pig that was farmed.
Yeah, I've said that wrong up until this very moment, but definitely know what you're talking about.
Is it a good film?
It's okay.
It's kind of fun.
It's okay. It's like a satire. It doesn't quite land, maybe.
I watched it kind of while playing guitar. It was nice to look at.
It's a nice combo.
Yeah.
And prior to that, he had a film called Snowpiercer, which was dystopian social commentary set on a post-apocalyptic train.
It's just full of metaphors.
He's exploring similar themes to that in Parasite, but it doesn't have any sort of genre sci-fi trappings. But it still looks at class and the difference between the haves and the have-nots. So it's a pretty cool little film, and you'd expect it would be if it won the Palme d'Or. It's about a family in Korea, a poor family, kind of struggling to get by. They are happy to score a job folding pizza boxes for a few bucks. The kids are encouraged by their father to hold their phones up and go to the corners of the room so they can bludge off the Wi-Fi of the house next to them.
I feel that, actually.
One of them falls into a job as an English tutor for a wealthy family, and then very quickly realizes, oh, there might be opportunities to get the rest of my family jobs here as well, but we'll just pretend we don't know each other and become the driver, the art teacher, etc., etc.
Buzzy hustle. Sounds
good. And then it all turns to shit. So, because of course it wouldn't be a watchable movie if that was a viable career path. Mm. It's a black comedy. It's a drama. Maybe a little bit of a horror in places as well. I really dug it.
Sounds good. I like the Snowpiercer a lot.
And I think it's a little bit sad that once you strip away those sort of sci-fi trappings, that's when the snooty critics go masterpiece. it's nevertheless a bloody good film.
Cool.
But anyway, back to the International Film Festival. That is about a month away. It kicks off on the 18th of July. There's a ton of stuff happening across venues across Auckland, including...
Can I say INFF to people? Ooh. Is that sweet?
I heard INZIF the other night is one way of doing it. I think to most people, and this must piss every other... Like, there's a bunch of other film festivals, right? There'll be the...
2019?
Insert Country X Film Festival. There'll be the... Architecture Film Festival, but people just call the New Zealand International Film Festival the Film Festival, which you can imagine that rubbing people up the wrong way.
It is, let's be honest, it's the biggest.
Yes,
it's the big one.
So. Dad could beat their dad up.
I like the other ones, but this one's the biggest.
Sweet, man.
So there'll be some big nights coming at the Civic. A few things off the top of my head that I'm looking forward to seeing on the giant Civic screen. There is a new version called A Final Cut of Apocalypse Now. which has been all zhuzhed up for screens in 2019.
Like explosions, kind of like touched up.
Not George Lucas, but more they. Oh man, I hope they do this here. There's been some new cinema speakers designed in recent years for subsonic frequencies. So it's just like mood frequencies that are inaudible.
Fucking brown nuts. And
yeah. Well, probably quite likely because that's being used in some of the American screenings for the battle scenes, just to make you creeped out. But that's going to be awesome. There's a Flix is happily associating itself with a science fiction film called High Life, starring Robert Pattinson, about a bunch of convicts who are sent into space to be experimented on.
Like Con Air, but space?
Yeah, but with more reproductive experiments.
Sweet.
There's a new film by Chris Morris, the legendary comedy satirist out of the UK, whose awesome shows include Brass Eye, Nathan Barley, Jam. He made a film, I think it was maybe 2010, called Four Lions. He hasn't really done a lot since then.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
But he's got a new film that's kind of snuck into the program, which I'm really looking forward to. And, yeah, there's a ton of stuff happening out at the Hollywood Avondale. They kick things off, I believe, with You Don't Know Me, which is a documentary about the un-masterpiece Showgirls. Paul Verhoeven's dud of a film about...
I've never seen Showgirls.
About, air quote, erotic, end, air
is
quote,
it, is dancing. It total, is it, kind is of it
yeah,
terrible?
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge?
Well, the documentary kind of follows this film from interviews with the people that made it, its disastrous response when it released, and then a kind of subsequent reappraisal. I think one of the sort of lines of this will be that, look, it's not shit.
Mm.
Well, it is shit. It's also kind of a masterpiece. Is it a masterpiece of shit?
You've said masterpiece a few times today. It's one of those days.
And I also see that if you're unacquainted with Showgirls, the Hollywood Avondale are helpfully going to be playing it. So you can catch up.
Dress up and encourage.
It probably is, but... I might pass actually on the dress up part, but I can't encourage enough.
You do you, I guess.
I can't encourage enough how much fun it's going to be to watch that film in a kind of party setting.
Yes,
it is wonderfully comically dire, and the extent to which Paul Verhoeven is kind of making fun of his own movie as he makes it is definitely up for debate. Mm. I think that it's not the it's not the straight kind of shitter of a film that it seems on the surface, but something went a bit wacky.
Are they still showing The Room at the Hollywood? Do we know?
Don't look at me.
Been yet. What
don't
do you mean?
Look at me. Do you know what they are doing?
We'll get you there, John.
They're
we'll
screening a bunch
it
of
might
the...
might be fucking lit on film. Who
they're
knows?
Screening a bunch you of the 48-hour film challenge people that, you know, completed the 48-hour film challenge.
Yeah, that can be...
So those are great, actually. You know, and they are screening the Auckland final. So if you like to go and see some innovative,
that's
interesting,
because they're short as well. So it's just like frap little film, and you get the situation, and they're well cooked. So
filmmaking under just constraints is always
fun.
Very, anything, very helpful.
Any art under constraint is fantastic.
I wouldn't sleep on those tickets because I know those sorts of screenings tend to sell out. 48-hour film challenge. You can get tickets to the Auckland final.
Cocktails at John's Place along the way. It's just down the road. So that's potential as well.
Mm.
And I think don't have one beer for every short. That's probably...
Probably
accumulates a little bit.
Sounds like a challenge, actually.
I think like a small projection happening.
But you can definitely find some Showgirls drinking games online.
Okay. Every time they do a high kick or what? I don't know.
Oof, that's... No, you're gone. You're gone.
All right, Steve, hey, thank you very much.
Catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.